Remember My Name, written by Sam Blake and read by Aoife McMahon.
If she'd turned her phone off instead of listening in, perhaps nobody would have died. Later, this was the thought that leaped around in Cressida Howard's head, consuming everything else like wildfire, spreading as it found and engulfed every lie, each one tinder dry. She would, eventually, accept that this wasn't about her. It was all about him, his choices, his decisions. And her, that woman. But right now, she didn't have the benefit of hindsight.
I'm going out.
Cressida looked up sharply at the sound of her 17-year-old daughter's voice, her mind still reeling from what she'd heard. Emily Jane didn't wait for a response as she passed the partially open living room door, her heels loud on the polished maple of the hall floor.
When will you be back?
On autopilot, Cressida raised her voice as she heard the front door open, the sound of the sea breaking on the rocks beyond the house, spiralling in on a gust of wind, almost drowning Emily Jane's equally automatic reply.
Don't know. Won't be late. Where? Em?
Cressida started to ask, but the dull thud of the front door closing cut off her words abruptly. A moment later, she heard the engine of Emily Jane's Mini roaring into life and the sound of the wheels spinning on the gravel as she turned her beloved cream car in the drive and went through the gates. Staring blankly at her phone, Cressida slowly realized that her only child was leaving the house at 9 p.m. on a dark October evening. A school night, and it was only Monday, and she had no idea of where she was going. Had Emily Jane mentioned that she was meeting friends tonight? Cressida felt as if she was trapped in some sort of vacuum, an airlock between what had been and what came next. Every movement, every thought, labored. And her husband's words were moving around her brain like a slow-motion movie of a giant moth flapping around a flame.
I won't be home. Got to work late. I'll stay at the 1796. Talk tomorrow. I have to go.
She'd hardly had a chance to reply. Had her finger hovering over the end call button when she'd heard a clatter at the other end, as if he was putting the phone down. And then the sound of a door opening and a woman's voice, her accent Italian or Spanish. There had been a rattle, as if a glass containing ice had been put down next to the phone. And then her husband's voice again, low and throaty.
Good evening, Nina.
The pause had been too long. Then a sigh? Of pleasure? It had been a long time since she'd heard him sound like that.
Nina.
He'd almost sounded annoyed. She'd hit the end call button then, her blood rushing to her face, pounding in her ears as she fought for breath, her chest constricting as her heart rate increased. And then Emily Jane's voice had blended into the maelstrom of confusion in her head, and a pain, acute like a stiletto, had pierced her chest.